I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana News. As Montana lawmakers debate which infrastructure projects outlined in the bonding bill should get state funding, the presidents of two of Montana's public universities asked state lawmakers to invest in public education. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Montana State University President Wadid Cruzado testified before lawmakers today in the final hearing on the $300 million bonding bill proposed by the Bullock administration. Cruzado says MSU's student body has grown by a third over the past 10 years, and the university needs the state's help to fund new classrooms.
The Romney Hall renovation is about, we have been saying, it's about classrooms, classrooms, classrooms. But this morning I want to remind you, in reality, what I'm talking about, it's about students. And if you stay with me, and if you think a little bit, in reality what we're talking is about, we want to educate more students so that they can graduate, so that they can serve the state of Montana.
The plans for Romney Hall include 18 new classrooms and additional learning and study centers with a price tag of $28 million. Cruzado told lawmakers that if they appropriate the funds for the renovation, construction will begin in July of this year and will be completed in the beginning of 2019. Interim president of the University of Montana, Sheila Stearns, also asked lawmakers to fund the Romney Hall project. She says the Romney Hall renovation is a top priority for the entire state university system.
We work as a team, is my point. It is time, well past time, for Romney Hall to be constructed and to serve those students who need those classrooms at Montana State University.
Montana's Commissioner of Higher Education, student body advocacy groups, and individual students also asked lawmakers to support the project. Marcus Cravens, a U.S. Navy veteran, now an MSU student, told lawmakers that the Veterans Center proposed in Romney Hall will help veterans get a college education. He says the current center is getting too crowded.
If it wasn't for the MSU Center, Veterans Center, I would have dropped out my first year, and who knows? I could have easily been a stat somewhere, suicide, homelessness.
He says it helped him adjust back to civilian and academic life. No one testified against the Romney Hall renovation, but some Republican lawmakers say the legislature should focus on passing an infrastructure bill that funds projects like roads, sewers, and bridges, citing concerns over the state's current budget, which fell below projections last year. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.